If you've been keeping up with all things tech over the past year, you know that there's another, smaller video sharing platform, Vine, offering the tech-savvy a new way to reach some level of internet fame and create a whole new brand of genius. Vine is simple. 6-second videos, usually edited, that play on a loop and appear in a timeline the way tweets appear on Twitter or pictures appear on Instagram. The videos themselves range from the mundane to the wildly creative. Some of the most popular vines are babies falling asleep while eating or guys singing along to sappy pop songs in the car. But the real stars of Vine are the comedians, who have managed to make full jokes fit into those measly 6 seconds. Vine was released in early 2013, and within a few months, it was the number one app in Apple's store. Here's Latino USA's Michael Simon Johnson with more.
David Lopez is a professional viner.
Oh, nice man first.
It's a satchel.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a satchel! Oh.
He has 3.2 million followers, which is almost the entire population of Los Angeles. He's ranked number 27th in follower count globally. And he's one of the top Latino viners. So I asked him about his life as a professional viner.
It's pretty cool.
We're just going to keep this brief. I think we're going to do about a 6-second interview. So you should be pretty good at this.
You probably could have done that.
Go. So I'm actually pulling up Vine right now.
All right, cool.
The last one you posted, which is really funny, about the feeling of losing your parents at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Mom.
Oh, you posted that an hour ago.
Just before I got here.
Did you, like, shoot it this morning or something?
No, I shoot vines throughout the week and kind of just save them up, and then I post them as I wish, depending, you know, how I feel that day or what I feel like posting that day. But I have, like, a few more still in my phone.
So tell me about your life pre-Vine. Who were you?
I was just a normal guy, I guess you can say. I worked, you know, 9 to 5. I did finances. Did that for a long time. And then...
What were you posting? What were the things that were gaining traction for you?
If you see my vines, I have some consistent series. My character, Juan, is probably one of the biggest things.
And I wanna be legal. Immigration after me.
Senor, I can't come into work today.
Juan, I can see you with the neighbors.
Nicole! That's not me, that's my twin cousin, Jose.
So he's one of the main reasons, that character. But I've also kept, like, my other series. I don't know if you've seen, like, If Men Had Periods. I do those.
If Men Had Periods.
You drink my chocolate milk?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Relatable comedy is really big. You gotta throw that out there.
Hey, can I squeeze in?
No.
Dude, there's a table over there.
I wanna be where the people are.
So something like that, from beginning to end, from the sort of the creation of the joke to shooting it and then uploading it, how long does that usually take?
I'd say a couple hours.
Wow. So would you say you spend a couple hours on most of your vines?
No. There's some vines that I spend 5 minutes on. Some of my biggest vines of, like, my career, I guess you could say, have been 10-minute concepts and 10-minute shot. One shot, done, posted, and then they just blew up.
And at what point did someone, I don't know who or what, approach you and say, we'll pay you for this?
Well, my first, I guess... someone that reached out to me to sponsor me was actually, I only had 7,000 followers at the time, and this clothing company wanted to sponsor me. They're like, hey, we want to sponsor you. We like your videos. We think you're hilarious. And that was my first one. And then once I got it to about 400, 500, that's when it was more like deals were coming in to do actual brand vines, not just clothing. And that was not even that long ago. It was probably like 10 months ago now.
And so once that happens, I mean, what do they say? Can you just do a vine that features our brand and we'll pay you a certain amount of money to do it?
Pretty much. They say, hey, we like your content. We think you're really funny and we want to make a video. Can you make a vine for us? And, you know, this is kind of what we're looking for. And then I make it for them. And if they like it, they like it. And we post and everything goes well. If not, then... you know, I had to go back and make another one for them and see how it goes. But that's pretty much, they just reach out to me.
Keep in mind, vines are only 6 seconds long. So brands like T-Mobile Latino, in David's case, will pay him money to feature their products and phones prominently in his short 6-second vines.
Hey, can you take a picture of
me? Cheers.
Thanks, buddy.
What a nice guy.
Not every vine you post is sponsored.
No, only brand vines. I don't make money off of my regular vines, but those are actually the most important ones. They're more important because those are what your fans follow you for.
How many people on Earth can say that they're making a living by doing this?
I would say at least the top, I don't even know, 50 Viners can make a living off of it. Maybe even 100 Viners make a living off of Vine.
One thing I've noticed on Vine is that it's an opportunity for a lot of people to bring up some interesting, like, racial issues.
Oh, hey, David, this is Tyrone.
Hey, what's up, Tyrone?
Why are you talking like
that? Tyrone!
Is he serious?
Hey, what's up, Cody?
Hey, man.
Are you kidding me?
I guess my Vines, I poke fun at stereotypes. Like, I make light of them to, like, make it not a serious issue, I guess. Growing up, like, I was not like, hey, let me tell you a joke. I was always a guy who would just say, like, a witty thing right then and there. My humor is always really quick.
Yeah, Vine is tailor-made for people like you.
Well, this is a long interview. I mean, it was like 30 Vines, so it's good.
Do you just start measuring time in Vines now?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll be there in like 70 Vines. Like, how far is Los Angeles? It's like 90 Vines. I'll be there. That's how we talk.
For Latino USA, I'm Michael Simon Johnson.
To see our favorite Vines, check out our website, latinousa.org, and be sure to follow us on Twitter @LatinoUSA.